T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Hey, if you're in the area, come on by. They got the squares up for the Monday night game between the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants, and you can hear that game right here at 7:30 on the Big 870. At 6:30, we throw it to the Community Coffee Saints Radio Network. Be the Saints Coaches Show with the guys out of town, out in London. Bobby and I will host it, and we'll have on former Saints assistant coach, interim coach, Rick Venturi, who now does color analyst work for the Indianapolis Colts, and the legendary voice of the Minnesota Vikings, Paul Allen. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, Wendell Davis. Wendell was just given the news last week that he is in the new class for the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. Man, think about it, from Fair Park High School in Shreveport, teamed up with a guy was my neighbor in Matthews, Tom Hodson, for a lot of connections there. Two-time All-American, and in 1987, Wendell was the SEC Player of the Year, first-round pick of the Chicago Bears in 1988. Wendell, thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations on the honor going into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame.
Mike, thank you very much. I'm glad to be with you guys. It's indeed an honor. I'm just looking forward to coming down and celebrating to be in this Hall of Fame. It's just something that's just spectacular. I'm looking forward to it.
Go
ahead, Mike.
I got one question, then I'll throw it to Bob. But last year, in watching practice, man, I watched Malik Nabers, and I told this to Coach O. I said, I've seen that guy before. And he was like, what do you mean? I said, no, I've seen him before. He looks like Wendell Davis. And he was like, hey, T-boy, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. He said, I hope he plays like Wendell did. I hope he plays like him. Man, and I watch Malik Nabers, who's not the biggest or the fastest or that lengthy receiver, but he makes plays, and he's aggressive with the football in flight, and he'll fight for it. That reminded me so much of you when you were at LSU.
Well, you know, that's funny you say that, because I said the same thing when I saw the kid. I said, man, he reminds me of myself. Because he, like you said, he's not the biggest, he's not the fastest, but the guy, he does what he does, and he does it really well. The guy catches the ball, he makes plays, and he has heart. You can tell, you know, from that first game, when he bounced back from the first game, and I think he's become one of the number one targets now. I really like his game. I really like his game.
Now, Wendell, when you think about, where you end up in the National Football League, you don't know until who drafts you and where you end up. I look at the Louisiana connection and look at the production you had. Wendell Davis with the Bears and Matt Forte with the Bears. Have you ever talked to Matt about that, considering, that Louisiana connection there?
You know what? I met Matt a few times, and we kind of connected and knew that I knew he went to Tulane and was from the area, and me being from Shreveport. But we never sat down and had a conversation. We've been at a couple of events together, but this is great. This will give us an opportunity to sit down with each other and talk a little more about find out a little more about each other. So, no. But I, when he was here with the Bears, I mean, he did a hell of a job for the Bears. I think he surprised a lot of people. I'm sure he wasn't surprised by his play, but I think he surprised a lot of people here in Chicago with the way he played. So he was one of the fan favorites. So I'm looking forward to sitting down talking with him.
So Wendell,
was that Bobby or was that Mike that asked me?
No, that's Bobby. Question. No, it's hard to tell the accents sometimes.
Yeah, no, that was me asking you about Matt Forte. And Wendell, this is Bobby again. Are you living in the Chicago area? So where are you at right now?
Yeah, I'm still in Chicago. I've been back and forth, but I've been up here for close to 30 years now. But I'm living in Chicago, living on the South Side, still married. My kids are long gone. We're still on the South Side, my wife and I.
So, Wendell, when you break it down and truly, you know, you're representing yourself, your community, your family. But to me, the blue-collar fans and you having the Bears, and it all goes back to really the 80s, Mike Ditka and all that, and well, we talk about the Dome Patrol in New Orleans, but, man, I remember going against that Bears defense and Singletary and Wilbur Marsh and Otis Wilson. I said, man, I hope we could just make two first downs in a row. I don't know about the scoring. Can we just get a couple of first downs? But the question I have for you, boy, have you noticed that even though it's up north, a similar fan base and how loyal they are, you can have Michael Jordan, the Bulls and all that, but it's still a Bears town. Like here in New Orleans, the basketball team, everybody else might do fine, but the whole Gulf, South Gulf Coast, that's Saints territory.
Yeah. It's similar to New Orleans. The Bears fans are diehard fans. You know, they support you, win or lose, and they let you know how they feel about it. You know, these are some fans that are very passionate about their football team. And, it's similar to the Saints fan and these guys, whether you're doing well or doing bad, they going to love you, but they're going to let you know how they feel about it. And they're still the hottest ticket here in Chicago.
Wow. Wendell, Tom Hodson, his dad was my coach in junior high school at Lockport. They live maybe a mile from where I grew up. But it was the chemistry between you and Tom that was so great. Yeah. And I've talked to him about it before. And similar to Bob had it with Eric Martin with the Saints, and then he had it with Andre Rison when he went to Atlanta. But Tom was like, Mike, it's just like we on the same wavelength for everything. And I knew where he was. I could trust he was going to be in the right spot. But the relationship between you and Tom.
So it started before you touched the game field, right? It started in the off season. Tom, after his redshirt year, I remember Tom got hurt his first year, he was redshirted. Then after that, I started working with Tom in the off season, and we would do our workouts with the team. But then after that, Tom and I would go out to the field, and we'll go up and down the field, just throwing the ball. I'm running routes, he's throwing the ball, and we'll go back and forth. And the goal was just to get to know each other, you know, to get to know what we like, to get the feel for each other. And the hope was that it would carry on from there to the practice field, and from the practice field to the game field. And it did that. And, you know, we kind of just had this vibe together. I made myself make sure that I was consistently where I was supposed to be all the time. And, you know, he relied on that. I knew in order for me to catch a pass, I needed Tom to really believe in my ability to be where I was supposed to be. And it goes back. Go ahead.
Yeah, now, Wendell, looking at, I'm familiar with Shreveport. I went to school in North Louisiana at Northwestern in Natchitoches. So I know, like,
I almost went to Northwestern, man.
Oh, man, you'd have been like,
you'd have been like Duper.
Yeah, Mark Super Duper. You know,
I don't know about running, but you're going to put up some numbers.
Yeah. No, boy, Joe Delaney with the Chiefs from Houghton.
Yeah.
But I'm familiar with the high schools. It was the Fair Park Indians. You had Southwood Cowboys, Woodlawn. You had Captain Shreve Gators. You had all that. So when did you know? Did you remember how old you are? Said, man, I think I could play. Was it like you were like 14, 15, 16, your senior year? When did it come about? Because to go for LSU to recognize, I know you had to stand out at Fair Park. But when did it click that maybe you could, I could be really special?
Well, all through, I guess, my youth playing days, youth football, I was always – one of the fastest on the team, and they always put the ball in my hand. So, from youth football up to the middle school and to junior to high school, I was pretty much, the guy that they put the ball in his hand. I played running back. I played quarterback. And then when I got to high school, things changed. I didn't get any bigger. I didn't get that much faster. So running back was out. Quarterback, my arm was not that great. But I could run, So the next thing was playing receiver. But long story short, when I got to high school, our team was not that great. We had losing seasons. My entire high school's career until my senior year. And my senior year, we really started to gel, and we had a winning season. We went to the playoffs, and I did pretty good that year. And that's when I knew I had an opportunity then, because, people started reaching out to me.
Right.
Schools like Northwestern, Southeast, Northeast back then, USL. I was being recruited by a lot of the in-state schools, and so I kind of had a feeling that I had an opportunity to go and play at the next level. But the LSU came in at the last minute, and I made the decision for LSU.
Wendell, you played for one of the real characters in this game, not as a player. He was an unbelievable player. He's in Pro Football's Hall of Fame for a reason, but as a head coach, you got to play for Mike Ditka. And that's when he was in Chicago. He was bigger than life. He was bigger than Michael Jordan at that time. Tell us how it was to play for Mike when he was in Chicago.
It's like a box of chocolate. I hate to say it. you never knew what you were going to get, man, from one day to the next.
He was Sybil. I mean, he had 50 personalities, and you saw 50 of them.
I saw them all, man. Sometimes you see them in one sitting, man. It was like, wow. But it was something that I had to understand and get used to. I had to understand what I was dealing with. He was a passionate coach. He wanted to win. You could tell because he played the game. He knew what it took. It was good. I mean, I listened to some of the veteran guys when I got on the team. They told me stories about him and how he was, his personality and, Mike Dicker, he's Coach Dicker, and then he's the coach. So it's kind of two personalities.
Yep. And more than two Dicker. Sometimes. And more than two. I experienced it. He's more than two of them.
Right.
He was more than two. Wendell, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Man, we really appreciate it. And congratulations going into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. Man, we'll get you on next year when you get in.
I appreciate it. Hey, Bobby, I'm coming to join you, man. So,
all right, Wendell. Yeah, I'll tell you what, well earned. You're a stud.
Thank you, Wendell. We appreciate it. We'll be back to finish it up here on Second Guess right after this break on the Big 870.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.